Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
8:12 on this Tuesday morning, a chance for showers this afternoon, highs between 90 and 95, and right now we're at 80-something and humid. Walter Dub Lane joins us, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at LSU New Orleans, my alma mater, to talk about the latest trade war with Canada. Good morning, Dub. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm fine. Thank you.
I don't know, is this a new trade war or is this a new skirmish?
New skirmish. Obviously, this one's clearly targeted as opposed to, you know, some of his that are blanket tariffs on the rest of the world. But he certainly has a bone to pick with Canada for some reason.
So what did he put tariffs on and what does it mean to us?
Well, again, he seems to be putting tariffs on some very selected items. A lot of it has to do with the automobile industry. It's really kind of interesting because that is, one of the biggest. We export a lot of cars to Canada, but they export a lot of cars to us. Mm-hmm. I just remember a number of years ago, we were dealing with this issue, and I thought, well, listen, I have right now between me and my kids, we have three cars. One's a Honda. One's a Mazda and one's a Chrysler. And then I went out and noticed that the Honda and the Mazda were built in the United States and the Chrysler was built in Canada.
Really?
So which one of those is a foreign car?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, let's go back to tariffs 101 because we've spoken about this so often, but sometimes people forget someone texted in and said, instead of talking about tariffs, we ought to talk about chaos fatigue because we all have it. I guess that'd be a show for a different day about chaos fatigue, but it can be hard to keep up with. So with that being said, let's talk about a tariff and what that is in case people missed it from all the stuff that started before.
Well, tariffs are just taxes. They're taxes direct on imports. So when somebody from Canada wants to import certain types of, what Canada sells us a lot of is, for instance, oil, energy, some automobiles. Those are some of their major exports to the U.S. And if we put a tax on them, then that means they're more expensive here. Somebody's got to pay that 50% tax. Now, the president always has said that the seller is going to pay the tax, and the seller may absorb some of it, but evidence shows that almost always the tax gets carried away to the consumer, so that Americans will have to pay more for oil and automobiles if they get from Canada. So it's a tax on Americans that buy imported goods.
So this to me doesn't seem as though these tariffs are to bring manufacturing back to the United States, as was first said back when this all started years ago, but this seems to be punitive as far as negotiations go, but which is fine until we start paying that out of our pockets. We start paying to punish Canada, right?
Yeah. Well, now, again, this one at least seems to be a little more strategic in terms of two things. One is that Trump is claiming that the Canadians have unfair trade practices against them, but putting taxes on automobiles coming from the U.S. to Canada and on some of our agricultural goods. In other words, the Canadians are trying to protect their own industries, and that Trump's reason for doing the tariffs is to try to retaliate against those bad trade practices on Canada. And there certainly seem to be some of those. But now he's putting these other tariffs on these other products. It's upping the ante. What's to be strange about it is that for many, many years, we've had a trade agreement with Canada, originally called NAFTA. In the first administration, Trump renegotiated that agreement. They didn't change really anything, but just gave it a new name. So the trade agreement that existed is one that he negotiated, and now somehow or another he doesn't like that anymore.
Wait, he started this?
Yeah, the tariffs.
The trade agreement.
When in his first administration, we had this very successful trade agreement, the North American Free Trade Agreement between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, which had increased trade among those three countries enormously, benefits on all three countries. And Trump, because his thing is that we have a trade deficit with most other countries. We buy more from them than they buy from us. That's what he's trying to reverse. And, of course, there's a lot of reasons for that. But because of that, he felt that the NAFTA wasn't good. He had a series of negotiations. Then he finally gave it a new name. And when I investigated, it didn't seem to change very much. So the trade agreement that exists right now was one that Trump had approved in his first administration. And now, evidently, he thinks we need to throw that out and just do something different.
But taxpayers are going to wind up paying for this, right? The consumer is?
Yes. Now, I think this one is a little bit strategic. What he's been saying is, I'm going to put these big tariffs on you to get them to reduce their trade practices against certain U.S. industries. There's a fairly selective, because he says, for instance, some of our agricultural products. And so the idea was, I'll put these tariffs on you to try to get them to change their behavior, and then he would take the tariffs away. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to just making it permanent, I think he views the strategic, a bargaining chip. I want you to change some of your behavior. I'm going to do this till you change your behavior. And of course, now they're fighting back in every way that they can. They feel that Trump is really demeaning Canada and treating it as a, he said he wanted it to be a 51st straight state at one point, and they don't really like that possibility.
So whose chips are he playing with, Dub?
What's that?
Whose chips is he playing with?
Well, again, in each case, certainly Canada will be hurt by these. Okay? Their industries that are exporting the U.S. will clearly be hurt. On the other hand, the industry can go in as alcohol. Evidently, Canadian provinces have put a ban on importing alcohol from the U.S. So our wineries, our whiskey, things of that sort. They're hurting individual industries in the United States. We're hurting industries in Canada. And I don't know. He's trying to get an agreement he thinks is better. And again, I think the fundamental premise is that we have a trade deficit with Canada. They're not buying enough from us. We're buying too much from them. But that's just what the free market has produced, for the most part, it appears.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, LSU New Orleans. You got any questions or comments about tariffs? 504-260-1870, 820 traffic now, WWL. Balloon sinuplasty on me in his Metairie office. And I didn't have to do anything, just sit there. But with his skilled hands, he performed that procedure, and it was as though he turned a valve or flipped a switch, because I felt my sinuses open, and they have remained open ever since. And it has been amazingly quality of life changing. It was all done in his office, didn't hurt, I didn't lose consciousness at any point, and I was easily able to drive myself home. He accepts Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance, and Medicare Advantage plans, including People's Health, so please, if you have any problems with sleep apnea, sinus issues, snoring, breathing in general, why don't you go to GNOsnoring.com to find out more. You might just change your life like I did, feel a whole lot better. It's GNOsnoring.com. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Walter Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at LSU New Orleans, talking about President Trump and his tariffs that he reignited with Canada. I'm trying to figure out, Dub, if this is anything I need to worry about, if it's going to affect my pocketbook or not.
Well, let me make it also clear that he's only putting this round of tariffs is only on 5% of all the Canadian imports, and some very selective things, some unusual things like, where is it? Wine, dairy, hockey sticks, and cement. So if you're getting ready to buy a hockey stick, you might be worried. It's not on across the board. Clearly, is exempting, for instance, energy and oil, because the middle of our country, Michigan and places like that, get a lot of their energy from Canada. In fact, what Canada's proposing to do in retaliation is to cut off energy. So it's not an across the board thing. Like you say, this is much more of a strategic trying to try to change their practices on a couple of our items, dairy, some agricultural products, a few things of that sort. In fact, it's one interesting thing is one of our biggest exports to them is petroleum. And one of their biggest exports to us is petroleum. But I think what's happening is in the center of the country gets oil from Canada down to Michigan, whereas, you know, the coasts bring oil from the U.S. back up to their coastal areas, that it's cheaper to buy our oil than to pump theirs across their country. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of strange things going on here.
So is this really that big of a deal, or is this just a lot of sound?
Well, this particular thing isn't that big of a deal. It's just that it appears to be initiating a trade war. The people in Michigan are going to be really, really upset if Canada turns off the light switch to the energy, which is one thing they're threatening to do. In other words, they feel that Trump is upping the ante. They're going to fight back with on this, that, and the other. And the trade war then is going to hit hurting everyone. This particular branch of it, the 50% tariffs on these limited products, only affect a certain number of people in that particular industry.
Now, he's also taken tariffs off of imported beef, which has some people that make beef, or at least processed beef here, not happy, right?
Right. One of the major reasons for most tariffs is what's called protectionism. You know, we put tariffs on, you know, like automobiles coming from abroad to protect our auto industry. That's not good for the American customer, but it is good for the people in that industry. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, when you put protectionism, the people that pay for it are the U.S. consumers of automobiles or whatever the product is.
So in this case, he took tariffs off of imported beef to lower the prices of beef. So it's kind of counterintuitive to allowing, not that you manufacture beef, but process beef here, right? To encourage beef production?
Right. Yeah, I mean, and it's always a balance of things. If obviously people are starting, obviously grocery prices is a big deal for a lot of people. So I think he decided politically, I'm not going to worry as much about the ranchers as I am about beef prices. And so we're going to deal with that one differently. Those are political type of decisions as opposed to economic decisions.
But the fact that you took tariffs off and it lowered prices proves that it's the consumer that's paying the tariff, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's the big thing that I want to make clear, that is that maybe I can't say there's not ever any exception, but in general, tariffs on foreign industry will be paid for by U.S. consumers.
It just seems like
for instance, those...
Go ahead.
So those selective tariffs on certain industries might hurt one of our industries, but the people that always pay the price are the consumers.
And that's proven out by that beef thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Dub. Appreciate it. Walter Dublin, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at LSU New Orleans. Rather, we'll talk to Rafael Goyeneche about the National Guard wrapping up its mission in New Orleans when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.